Welcome to the Autonomic Healing Podcast. I'm Tom Pels.
And I'm Ruth Lawrenson. We'll be unpacking what it looks like to activate your brain to holistically manage stress and trauma that bring healing to the mind, body, and spirit.
Being free to live authentically as humans.
Thank you for joining us. Let's get this conversation started.
Tom. We're talking about joy.
Joy
in the journey. And I think that that's interesting because so many people will think that joy is an expression of loudness and excitement and all of that stuff, which it can be. But we are going to dive into understanding what it really is and how there is joy in the journey. So it's part of our ABCs of thriving. We're on the letter J. We're excited. But let's talk about joy. Do you want to kick us off?
Yes. Joy is misunderstood.
As many things are in life.
And underappreciated for what it can be. I went most of my life not really appreciating and understanding joy. But in the journey, I have come to appreciate joy for what it actually is. And then when I'm not experiencing it, it's okay.
Yeah. Because you've seen, you have the big picture. And yeah. I think that that's why we talk about it in the journey. Mm-hmm. There's something, if we don't see joy in the journey, if we don't understand it within the context of the journey, then we will, by default, misunderstand what it actually is. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
So joy is usually understood as, and I Googled it just to see what came up, a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. A feeling of great pleasure and happiness. As a longtime, lifelong fan of the Detroit Lions. Anybody who knows anything about the Detroit Lions, not a lot of joy. Until this past year when they almost made it to the Super Bowl. And they came so close. And there was great joy for Lions fans.
Yes.
And juxtaposed to the great agony that being a Lions fan has been for decades. My point is that this feeling of great pleasure and happiness is joy. Mm-hmm. But it's not the only joy.
Yes.
And it isn't the only way we experience joy unless we limit it to that.
And so that's what we're really talking about today is that, yeah, I think everyone, our listeners included, if we think of, you know, you've just thought about Detroit Lions winning and you remember that feeling, right? And we've all had those moments, whether it's going down a roller coaster or, you know, or listening to your favorite band or, you know, there's these moments of extreme feelings of well-being. And if we're not careful and we limit it to those things, then we'll miss out on a whole other side of joy.
Yes.
And that's crucial for us to understand.
Yes. Joy is usually associated with well-being. If you think about it, when have you really felt joy and enjoyed yourself? It's with a sense of well-being. Mm-hmm. Things are good. Life is good. Mm-hmm. Yay! The Lions aren't losing. Life is good. Mm-hmm. Joy. Well-being. What's interesting to me is that in the ancient Greek terminology, joy is chara. But chara is also gift. If I give a gift to someone, that's chara. Or if I have a sense of emotional composure and well-being, that's chara. If I am expressing my gifting, that's chara. Why is it joy? Well, because well-being is often a function of gift.
Mm.
Something given. Something received.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. So there's a dynamic there with joy that as you are either giving or living out of your gifting, joy will be present by default. You know, so there is a joy in the giving and the gifting.
Yes.
And I think that's why a lot of the time, you know, I was thinking about this earlier, but, you know, I think one of the, well, let me back up. I think one of the things that we've got to be really careful of is the happy thing, you know, the happiness.
There it is.
I think often people have mixed up joy with happiness, and happiness, it is a feeling as well, but it's based on a lot of material things usually, you know, it's like, oh, I've got my birthday's coming up. I'm going to be happy that day. Or these things that are happening around us can cause a sense of happiness. But joy, it seems to me, is much deeper than that. And it's connected to what you just said, well-being. Yes. And so I think when I think of the times where I've been joyful, actually it's been in the absence of other things that potentially could make me happy. You know, there's a sense of I'm moving in my gifting, you know, and there's a sense of well-being in, oh, I'm growing, or anytime I'm kind of thinking about that and I feel good about that, that feels joyful to me.
Yes. So it's this idea of we think we have to associate the emotion of happiness with joy. And if we can re-examine the idea of joy, if we can expand our concept of joy, that it does include happiness, but it may not. And we can still experience joy.
And so that's key. So it's not necessarily linked to emotions, or the emotions can be varying.
Or we can limit it to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't experience joy unless I'm experiencing happiness. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Joy, think of it this way. It's kind of like contentment. Contentment is that sense of well-being with happiness. Well, not necessarily. I can have a sense of contentment and not necessarily feel happy about it. I can experience rational intimacy, first stage contentment. That doesn't mean there isn't any stress or need. I have a sense of well-being. Now, contentment is often thought of as that sense of well-being and happiness. And we keep adding "and happiness" to stuff that it doesn't have to be added to. And then we cheat ourselves out of experiencing joy because there isn't that feeling of happiness. Why do we have to cheat ourselves out of joy simply because we're not happy? The root that joy shares in common with grace, that's why it shares it. Kara, gift, gifting. Grace, joy. It's just when the gift and the gifting and all that meets with a sense of happiness. But joy can be there without that sense of happiness. So the way that I phrased it when we were chatting earlier was the seeds of joy are planted in suffering.
Which is crazy, really, because like I think it feels like that's the opposite of joy. That doesn't, you know, no, joy is to do with happiness, or joy is to do with that exuberant feeling, that euphoric sense that I'm joyful. But actually what you're saying is that there is joy grows. It's planted and it grows. And so there's different stages of joy, some of which will be associated with those euphoric happy feelings, and a lot of it won't be. But if we don't
have to be there,
we don't. If we don't kind of see the stages, if we don't see where it's seeded and how it grows throughout our whole journey, then we can significantly miss out on understanding joy or appreciating it in our own lives.
Yes.
So talk more about that whole planted in suffering. Where do you get that from?
Anybody who knows me knows that I know trauma, personally and professionally. A childhood where there was lots of trauma, professional life for decades of dealing with trauma as a minister and as a forensic psychotherapist, being present with people in their trauma has been a source of joy. The way I like to put it is, I know more about stuff I wish I didn't know anything about, but it's beneficial that I do. If I hadn't experienced all those things, AJ wouldn't exist. A way to activate homeostasis, to normalize stress and trauma, it wouldn't exist. And when I sit down in an AHA session, spending hours with a person as they experience those involuntary neurobiological manifestations of homeostasis, I start off with a person who is traumatized, and they rate their sense of stress, anxiety, depression, and anger on a scale where zero is none and 10 is most severe. And I've been with a number of people, they were all 10s. And by the end, when they're all zeros, and as I experienced recently with a young man who had a 10 level of anger going in, he said, "I'm thinking about things that would normally make me really angry, and I can't get angry, and why am I smiling?" And we shared that moment of joy. But was the joy just the happiness at the end? Woohoo! You're not angry, you're not anxious, you're not stressed, you're not depressed. Or was there joy as well in what I knew was coming? When someone comes in for an AHA session, I say, how about we let your brain deal with all your stress? And what a hopeful thing that is. Because I know for 98 out of 100 people, the one or two that will interfere, but if they just don't interfere, they won't have that. Am I vicariously aware of and experiencing the trauma that this person sitting across from me is having? Of course I am. But there's hope. There's joy for me because I know what's coming. So even in the suffering is where the seeds of joy are planted.
So there is there's something about the present joy and future joy and the growth of joy in the in-betweens.
Yes, because it's a gift. What a gift to be able to participate in that. What a gift to be able to experience it myself. So it's not circumstantial. It isn't conditional on circumstances being great or fine or wonderful. We get to experience joy in its fullness, which may or may not include happiness. Now, I'm all about joy that includes happiness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I recently became a grandfather. Joy. Woo-hoo. That little girl.
Oh.
Oh, such joy. But my daughter experienced hyperemesis and just a constant nausea through most of the pregnancy. Joy. That life.
And that was
growing.
Part of, yeah, yes. I get that. Yeah.
Do you see it?
So to have joy, so what you're saying is to have joy there is an enduring, there is a...
It can be, yes.
There is sometimes a suffering where there's an incubation of joy that is happening at the same time mm-hmm. as suffering. So that's really important, because I think sometimes what you're saying is that not only that suffering and joy can coexist, actually sometimes the only, so to speak, womb of joy is suffering.
Yes.
And in the space of suffering, something joyful can be birthed.
Yes. And without that, it can't.
Mm-hmm.
And without that, it can't. My point is that when we're not experiencing joy that has that feeling of great pleasure and happiness, that doesn't mean we have to miss out on joy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We don't have to miss out on joy.
Mm-hmm.
We can experience, because it's all about perspective and the way of looking at it, what is being birthed? What is coming into life?
What is being planted right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A seed. Unless you stick it in the ground where it's dark and all the rest of that, it doesn't germinate.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't germinate, that seedling doesn't emerge. And then the plant doesn't emerge and the fruit doesn't emerge. It's life.
Yeah, there's a cycle there of, you know, there's a verse in scripture of a place in the Bible where it says, unless a seed falls to the ground and dies, it will not bear fruit. And so there's something about, of course we want the fruit. Like, of course we want, that's that, like, potentially the experience, the happy place, right? But in the journey of getting the fruit, there is a death and there is like a fall into the ground and dying. And then, like you said, being in sometimes dark places, so that, because there's something that germinates in these spaces that is growing towards that fruit, that joy in our lives.
Yes. And journey is the point. Joy in the journey, because it's a journey.
So if we're looking for joy in the moments, then we are going to be lost.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If that's the point.
Which I think a lot of people that I've heard, Tom, would say, oh, you know, joy doesn't exist all the time. We've just got to be more sober-minded about that. So just look for the moments of joy and enjoy them presently and blah, blah, blah. And so there's some, like, I can appreciate where that comes from in terms of the wisdom.
Yes.
But what we're saying here is actually there is a, if we're going to understand joy in its wholeness, there has to be an understanding, like, don't look for it in the moments. Maybe, like, acknowledge it in the moments, but don't look for it in the moments. Look
the joy
for it in the journey.
That has well-being and happiness, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the journey, and there is joy in the journey. That doesn't mean an unending experience of happiness. That doesn't exist. It frankly can't exist as long as human beings are interacting with human beings.
Mm-hmm.
But can we have a sense of joy? Gift giving, gifting, expressions of giving, expressions of gift giving, composure, joy, they're all related. And if we see the core of it, the kernel of it, the seed that all of these different things are expressions of, then we can have joy in the journey. Because that's what well-being is.
Yeah, that totally makes sense to me. And I'm just talking about kids. I'm just thinking about my son at the moment, who's 13. He'll be turning 14 this year. But, you know, I just think about when you think about being a parent, I mean, boy, is that a journey, right? You see the journey
yes.
of that. And you just described your daughter in the beginning of that mm-hmm. journey with hers. But for me, you know, I'm only these 13 years in, but you know, the amount of struggle and hardship and exhaustion and suffering and worry that can happen in that space. And yet I also, at the same time, I see this, I mean, you know, I would describe my relationship with my son and who he is in my life as this incredible gift to me, and part of my gifting as a human being to be a mother and present in that space. Mm-hmm. And so when I think of, if someone would ask me, you know, what are the most joyful parts of your life? I absolutely would, I say, he would down. Absolutely be part of that.
My children, hands down, no
and
question.
So, but there is that journey. You see that play out in, and we're only 13 years in, you know, and goodness knows what will happen. But the point is, I think that's helpful because I think you can see, oh, it's not just, do I look for just the moments of happiness with him? No, I see the whole of him is my joy. Yes. The whole of him. Has it always felt happy? No. Have some moments felt happy? Heck yeah. But the whole of him is my joy.
Yes.
And that's why, and because it's a whole journey. So that for me is like so helpful to harness this idea, Tom, that you're talking about of joy in the journey into something that's very present in my life.
When I am asked, how would I define joy? It's not great pleasure and happiness. It's a sense of exuberant well-being. In other words, it is emotional. And there is an exuberance in it. There's an energy, a vitality in it. But it is that well-being and the things that bring well-being and the boundaries with the things that don't.
Yeah.
But it's all about well-being and enjoying the well-being.
Enjoying joy.
Living out that. So in terms of the ABCs of thriving, if it's just surviving, there isn't joy. Because the gift, the giving, the receiving, that's not happening if you're just surviving. And the happiness? No. But with thriving, that's why the ABCs. Accept adversity. Why? Because it is. There is adversity. Does that mean I can't experience joy as we've been talking about it? Sure I can. And then believe in beneficence, create contentment, defer to loving, energize empathy, forgive fearlessly, give generously, hope with health, invite intimacy, joy in the journey. Hmm. Yeah.
So good.
That's thriving.
Yeah. And that's
and why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
And why not? Okay. So as we wrap up, what would you say, like, I guess what advice would you give to our listeners with all of the, with joy? Like if there's something, I mean, we've already said it, but if there was like a nugget here of like, okay, as someone who wants to experience, acknowledge and understand joy in their own journey, what would you say to them as we close?
Lack of happiness doesn't mean I can't have joy. Mm-hmm.
So how would you look, is it the way we see things?
Yep, yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. I can, because joy is about gift and gifting and giving and receiving. If you want joy, focus there.
So find the gifts, find your gifting, focus on that. And even whether that might not make you feel happy right now. That might actually be a place of suffering for you right now. But know that if you find that the gift and the giving, you're on the right track to see joy. It might be in the seed form. It might be germinating. It might be growing. We don't know, but there will be joy in the middle of it.
Because that's where the joy is. If you want to find the joy, go to where the joy is. And because joy is about the gift and the giving and all that, just go to the joy. And there's no reason not to. Because in any life, you can find it.
That's so good, Tom. Well, I've enjoyed this conversation and I will be going to find my joy, go to the gifting, find joy where it lives, you know, so where it is. I think that's such great advice. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And we will get together next time.
You've been listening to the Autonomic Healing Podcast.
Join us next time as we continue in our conversations with Tom. If you're interested in pursuing your own autonomic healing journey and want to find a practitioner, visit our website, innerworkings.org. See you at the next episode.